about his painful addiction to cocaine, pills, and alcohol for the first time publicly. And just last night, Abe returned to one of his old drinking hangouts, and our cameras went with him.
This is, hands down, one of the first times I've been in this place sober, clear-headed, not all bleh. It looks different from a sober point of view. When I used to come here or go anywhere to drink, I would not drink socially. I would drink to get drunk. I needed to drink to feel normal. If I can remember my worst nights in this place, it's kind of hard to remember. I could do anywhere between 12 and 17 shots of Jack per sitting. 30 minutes ago, there was a bottle of Jack sitting right there. I eyeballed it for a second. If I went out to a strip club or went out to a bar and got tanked, I'd go in the bathroom and do a couple lines, sober up, drive home. But now, here it is 6 in the morning, I'm wide awake, I'm coked. I'm gonna have some more whiskey to put me to sleep and pop a couple Xanax. I drove drunk, tons of time, drove drunk. And I'm just lucky I didn't kill someone, myself, or get a DUI and ruin my whole career. When my grandmother passed away, I dove directly into the bottle. And it was a bottle a night, sometimes two, sometimes it was shrooms, pot, Quaaludes, Percocet, Percodan, whatever I can get my hands on to numb the pain. I literally OD'd twice. And not a lot of people know that. I hurt my family, I hurt my loved ones, I hurt my relationship, myself, I hurt my career, but it had to happen. And I'm glad that it happened when it did.
Why?
Why? Probably because it was, the way I look at it, it was bound to happen when it did, because I didn't have a normal childhood. Mm-hmm. Didn't go to high school like every other kid does and gets influenced by ecstasy and coke and pot. When you're in high school, it's kind of the norm to mm-hmm. see drugs, mm-hmm. go party with your friends. I was in a hotel room getting tutored when I was 16. Mm-hmm. So I never really got to be out there and to see it. So at some point...
Because the group started, how old were you?
I was 14.
14.
Yeah. And at a certain point, it was like, okay, you know, I think I'm going to try to experiment this on my own. Mm-hmm. And I just, anytime you told me it was black, I told you it was white. I was always going against, you know, tell me to go, I'm going to stop.
Yeah, because you grew up with the Backstreet Boys.
Pretty much.
Yeah, okay. AJ's mom, Denise, wrote the book Backstreet Mom, documenting AJ's rise to fame and his hard fall.
Hi, Mama.
Hi. Welcome.
Okay. Thank you.
And you used to go out drinking with your son, is that true?
Yeah, early on when he was of age, mm-hmm. we would go out and have fun, go to clubs and dance and enjoy ourselves. I mean, you know, it was a lot of fun to do that, but being out on the road, it relieved pressure.
When did you first realize that it was more than fun, that he was doing cocaine?
Well, he actually came to me one time when he was home for a brief period. He came to me and he started to tell me things like, I think I'm drinking too much. And then he told me that he did try cocaine on the video shoot, but he told me he would never do it again.
Mm-hmm. And you were lying, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm a mom, I believe him.
And you were a mom, I believed him.
Right.
Yeah.
He said he'd never do it again.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So let it be written, so let it be done.
Yeah. And so were you in denial? Because when he came to you and said, look, I think I'm drinking too much, what did you say?
I brushed it off. I definitely was in denial. There's no question about it. And at the time, I was also in a position in my life where I was focused too much on being a manager to the group and helping him with his career, and I had lost my path a little bit on the mom side,
mm-hmm.
because I was just so into trying to keep that momentum going, because they were kind of at a lull because they had fired management, they were in disarray, and I just said, somebody's got to step in and do something, and I did.
Mm-hmm.
And that became my life. And so when he came to me in need, I'm thinking, oh, well, it's just, you know, it's part of the lifestyle, he'll get over it, because he'd been through phases. He's a kid, you know, he's been through phases up and down, and I'm just thinking, oh, it's a phase, it can't be real.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I denied it, definitely.
You did deny it.
Oh, yeah.
Do you still trust yourself 100%? Because weren't you 2 years and then relapse, right?
Yeah, I was okay. 2 years and then I relapsed.
Okay, now you've been a year,
mm-hmm.
so until you get beyond 2 years, will you always be thinking, I still haven't?
You know, there's a saying that is, we relax, we don't struggle. We're often surprised how the right answers come to us after we tried this for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true. After we try working the program, the right answers will come to me,
mm-hmm.
about how to live my life sober every day. I mean, when you're an alcoholic and a drug addict, you take anything and make an excuse why you should use that night. Anything. Someone cuts you off in traffic. Somebody, you know, yells at you at a club. Somebody pushes you, or you trip and fall, or you hurt yourself. You find any reason to pick up and use it.
And now it's just, I think the Alcohol Anonymous philosophy, the AA philosophy is, it's a day at a time, a moment at a time.
One day at a time.
One day at a time. Mm-hmm. Day at a time. We'll be right back.